Jesse, we ask you on to the show as a lot of fans here in Toronto, and certainly a couple of them here in studio is speaking with you right now. And Jesse, we know you've beyond your Blue Jays career and trying to get back into baseball, you've certainly had a medical difficulty, and it's not for lack of effort that you want to tell us something right now.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I mean, you guys have been loyal, and you guys stuck by me, and the fans everywhere is, you know, have always had interest in what's going on with me through this rehab process. So I figured I'd tell you guys first and just say that I'm, you know, officially going to retire today. You know, I've tried every spot that I could, and it hasn't really worked. So I'm going to try and pursue staying in the game somehow, and whether it be coaching. I mean, I'd like to coach, but you know, the playing career is over, so I'm hoping to keep my baseball knowledge going and stay in the game for sure.
Jesse, how hard is it to eventually come to this decision, and when did you ultimately wake up one day and say, yeah, I just can't do this anymore?
I mean, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's life, and you gotta, you know, deal with what is thrown at you, and there's reasons for everything. And I think, you know, for me, it was kind of a thing that I had an idea was going to have to be done, but I just didn't know how soon it was going to be. And it was something that I've been contemplating for the last, you know, couple months. And it's definitely a hard thing to do, but it's time to move in a new direction.
Does it feel like relief to you?
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, it's definitely somewhat of a relief just being, you know, getting it out there and saying it, and hopefully being able to stay in the game is definitely what I want to do. I've kind of kicked around a couple other things, and they weren't really something that I loved, and baseball is what I like to do. So it's definitely a hard thing to do, but it's a need to do thing.
Well, and last time we spoke, Jesse, you talked about throwing on September 1st and then coming to a decision on October 1st. Clearly, you didn't want to wait till then.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. It's a process of, you know, my arm feeling I'm hurting every day. So it's a thing where, do I need to keep doing this, or do I need to get realization and realize that I need to move on and get something else going to, you know, start supporting my family again.
What's next? Do you have, I know there's several things that you would want to do, but, and you don't have to get into specifics unless you want to, but do you have some irons in the fire right now? Some things that excite you that at least you can converse about and talk over?
I mean, for me, basically, I want to help. I want to use my knowledge that I've played, you know, I've done it for a long time, and help other people get through what I've gone through and get to the big leagues. And that's, you know, that's the ultimate goal of everybody. And for me to, you know, help anybody as a coach would be a great thing. I sat down last night and filled out envelopes for every single major league team, because I'm going to send a copy of my resume to every team. I don't know how to go about it other than that, but you know, it's something that I put my mind towards, and I'm going at it 100%.
Jesse, I think there's a team, someone out there that's going to be very fortunate to be able to benefit from your experience and your knowledge, and just to have you around. You're going to be a benefit to someone, and I'm looking forward to seeing who that someone is going to be. You got a couple of fans here, and you got a lot of fans here in Toronto, and you have a career in Major League Baseball, and you have achieved so much that you should be very, very proud of. So I hope you don't think of this as a sad time, but as just looking forward to the next chapter in your life, because we know you're going to be just as successful there. Best of luck, Jesse Litch. Appreciate this, and thanks for reaching out, pal.
I appreciate you guys having me on there.